Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. We're busy trying to fix Feeny's microphone because he has a shit microphone and And it's getting too scratchy and clunky, and it sounds like he's swimming in a garbage can.
I'd really rather just use this one. This is the bad one.
It sounds hollow.
You sound like you're calling from fucking 1952 on a rotary telephone.
It's like a $200 headset. I can't believe that.
Take it back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Feeny, you have. Hold on. What kind of headset is that? That's like a gaming headset. That's why it sounds like shit.
Nah, dude, it's a Rode.
It doesn't matter. What kind of microphone's on it?
I don't know, but Rode's the number one podcasting shit out there.
Oh, for the love of fucking God. All right, I'm pausing for a minute. I'm going in the house here, and I'll join you in a minute here again.
Feeny, don't cry.
Oh, it's stressful.
Well, when'd you buy it?
The Rode ones? I don't know, a year ago.
Wait, then why haven't you used them if you bought them a year ago?
Well, because I liked my other setup better, but the one that I had been using, the cord broke, and I'm trying to get it replaced.
Yeah, because the Rode mic doesn't work, but I think, you know, my personal opinion as a technician, it's because it's a gaming headphone.
It's not, though. It's for...
That's what Rich said.
It's a broadcasting headset.
Well, maybe you got the wrong input valve.
I think Rich is a schmuck. That's what I think.
And you got to keep stop picking up and close, picking up and putting down your microphone, and bangs every time you do it.
Yeah, I really shouldn't do that.
Yeah, it really makes the sound. I mean, the show's a shit show as it is. You know, we don't need any more bad product coming out.
That's the first time I heard of that. How come Conan and Jessica didn't tell me that? Now, wait, you're telling me when I do this.
That sounds. Yeah, we hear it go gurgle, gurgle.
That's annoying. Okay, I got you.
Well, it does. I can't help it.
No.
Don't put it down.
No, stop. I'm not complaining. I just didn't know that.
Well, can't you put a stand behind it?
See, this is a stand. It is on a stand.
Can't you get a higher stand? Or put a stack on top of the books.
Oh, yeah.
And every time you woggle it around, we can hear it going. Rrr, rrr, rrr.
I think we're set now. How about now?
Oh, much better.
Except now I'm going to have to, like, reach over to type and shit.
Times are tough.
Times are definitely tough.
Times are tough, my friend.
Stack of books is a microphone settling station. I don't even think that you care about the show anymore.
I don't know if that'd be entirely true. I'm sure I care about it somewhere on myself.
Oh, see, I lost my train of thought. Would you like to hear my recent complaint about Quentin Tarantino?
Yes, I would.
This is so, like, out in left field and nowhere, and it's like a drive-by insult. Like, this guy never said anything about him.
Wait, I want to put over first. The good thing about this podcast is we give you the behind the scenes as we try to fix our stereo equipment, our microphone equipment.
Rich's
list. We give you the inside scoop on all the hot computer nerd stuff.
Of course.
That I know nothing about.
So this was on the Bret Easton Ellis podcast. You're aware of who that is?
He wrote American Psycho.
Yeah, and Less Than Zero, and some various other novels and things like
Didn't he write also another one that was made into a movie?
Yeah, and I like that movie a lot, and for some reason I can't think of it.
Hold on. Not Less Than Zero.
It had James Vanderbeek in it.
Yeah, Vanderpump Rules.
The Rules of Attraction.
He didn't write that.
Yeah, of course
Roger
he did.
Avery screenwrote it.
Oh, yeah, but it was off his novel.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I think Avery had something.
Shannon Sossaman was in it. She was hot.
Yeah, what happened to her?
Yeah, what happened to her? Look it up. See what happened to her.
I was watching her the other night because I was watching, I thought that was Rich. What was it, 40 Days and 40 Nights? She was the lead actress in that. It was all about how Josh Hartnett wouldn't have sex or jerk off for 40 days or 40 nights.
I think I might have seen that, maybe.
Filmography.
She was in the medieval movie with Heath Ledger.
Oh, really? What a piece of shit.
What movie was that?
A Knight's great Tale. Movie.
A Knight's Tale. That was great.
That was her first film role.
She was a model or something first, wasn't she?
Yeah, and actually, Rich would be happy to hear, but he's not here yet. She was on Mr. Show.
Mr. Chew?
Mr. Show, that's Rich's bag right there. But
Mr. Chew? He wasn't as famous.
No, he had a rivalry with Mr. Flip-Flop. Mr. Slide came along, and it was all... She's done some flicks, but I don't recognize...
What about Mr.... Mr. Crocs.
Mr. Crocs? Got into a fight with Mr. Boot.
He got the boot from Mr. Boot.
From Mr. Boot. Yeah, I guess she still acts, but I don't recognize any of these.
What kind of stuff she doing?
Well.
C-level, D-level?
10 years ago, she did Sinister 2, and I think Sinister was like, you know, a good little horror franchise, right? So she
Don't
did
you
that.
Do what your kid Sinister does.
Before that, or after that, she's done, all right, those look like B-movies. Then she did recently, like in a comeback style, I guess, There Are No Saints, Grim Cuddy, and Backspot.
How many movies has she made?
Not many.
Like 20?
Yeah. She made a lot more in the aughts, the 20 aughts, I think they call them.
Well, how many does she have total?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
It tells you the top of the page.
20, 22, 24, 26.
It tells you.
34. It doesn't tell me on Wikipedia.
Yeah, it does.
34. No,
well, not Wikipedia. On IMDb, it does.
I don't use IMDb.
Well, you don't know what you're doing then.
IMDb? What's this, the year 2000? come on, old
timer. Year 2000 calls. It wants its IMDb back.
Oh, I left my drinks.
Tell Ted to go get them for you.
I just saw Dexter on the floor. That's weird.
Dexter's coming down because you got his shirt on. And you're trying to mess with Ted.
Yeah, should I use this shirt for like a Ouija board or something? Maybe try to get a hold of him? I bet you I know what he would say.
Hmm?
I bet you I know what Dexter would say if I contacted him on the other side.
I thought Dexter was still alive.
No, Dexter's dead. Ted's alive.
Who else is alive?
Finn and Trixie.
Are they the ones that bully Ted?
They do, yeah.
They're a bunch of bullies.
They basically live upstairs while Ted's down here in the retirement home / bachelor pad.
That's kind of a strange slash.
Isn't it?
Bachelor pad and a retirement home?
Yeah, it's because the old-timer cats would have to come down here, and it's a bachelor.
I'm saying, but can you imagine living in a retirement home for a bachelor home, a bachelor party?
Well, retirement homes have the most herpes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's because they're too old and to put on a condom.
Yeah, they don't even know what condoms are.
Yeah, when I'm 90, I'll join one of those
sex homes?
Sex retirement home villages.
Hello? Hello.
You got me?
Yeah, we were talking about Shannon Sossaman, Rich.
I don't know who that is. I was going to say you could move to the villages in Florida.
In a movie, A Knight's Tale.
Yeah,
the villages have very high rates of STDs.
Oh,
it's all the right wing old people.
That's how you know. That's how you know which sex village to live at. The ones that has most STDs.
Right.
This is all very slanderous. Okay, Rich is inferring that only white Republicans get herpes. All right.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the people that live in the villages are mostly all right wing nuts.
That's like saying about the high.
Are they right wing nuts or are they right wing nuts?
Right wing nuts.
They're not right wing nuts.
No. Those are the people that still think Matt Gaetz is a good person.
That's what I wanted to say, to go back.
Wing nuts are the things you screw on, but they have the little wings on them, so they're easier to screw on.
Yeah. You use those sometimes in drumming. You have those.
And they could fly away.
Pieces of hardware.
That's what I wanted to say on Patreon, when we were talking about how AI's take on Rich. Was that 2016, you know, Raven was asking why Rich was so grumpy, and I guess we started this show in 2018,
No,
19?
I said belligerent.
Belligerent. And 2016, not only, Rich, did you apparently get that divorce, but that's also the year Trump was elected. So Rich was on fire that year.
I didn't get divorced in 16. That's when I left WWE.
Okay, yeah, so you lost your job and Trump got elected. That fire.
Wow.
He's on
why
fire.
Why would you say it like that? Why would you say you lost your job? Yeah. Why wouldn't you say you were removed from your job?
No.
Because you suck cock and balls.
No. You got to just be straight up with it. How would you put it, Rich? You were put on leave? Nobody wants to hear leave.
No, I was just released. That's all. They said, we're letting you go. You're
fired.
Essentially, yeah. Never really said why. You know?
I wouldn't say you were fired. I said you were management removed, retired.
Creative decided to go in a different direction. How's that?
What does that have to do with the announcing?
Huh?
You're not a character. You're an announcer.
Well,
why are you being so mean, Feeny?
I'm not being mean. No, I'm asking what their effing problem is. I'm the one that's
They brought Mauro Ranallo in, and I think that was the end of me when they brought him in, because I think they said how many
Italian know-it-alls.
How many dark-haired, nerdy white guys with glasses do we need? Because you had Cole, you had me, and you had fucking Mauro.
Yeah, well, you never went home upset.
And they were probably paying Mauro fucking 10 times what I was getting. So
yeah, and he would leave when he got sad. So I mean, they probably should have kept you.
Well, they could have, you know, but whatever.
Damn, I just took a drive-by shot at Mauro Ranallo for no reason.
You're just mean today, Feeny.
Mauro, in my opinion, is a great big match announcer.
I really don't like him.
I don't care for.
You've probably heard him a million times, right, Raven?
Well, you know, like
in MMA,
he called the Tyson Jake Paul thing.
Ugh. Whatever,
right?
Yeah,
I used to like him a lot a long time ago.
Yeah,
but every time I've heard him I haven't heard him in a couple of years now. But when he was on Bellator, he was always. He always had to get like when he would say something clever,
he tries way too hard.
He would say it in a way where you're like where he's like, look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't just say it. He would say it with visually.
He would look at you.
Look at you. We do it with a high five. You know what I mean? A high five me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The funny thing, and it, I don't like. I'm going to preface what I'm saying. I don't.
Which I also understand, probably because you know he's got the bipolar stuff going on.
And it's his gimmick now too.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but he probably is. You know, like if he gets bullied, it really affects him.
Oh yeah, no,
you know, so I'm sure that it affects his self-worth levels, which obviously it does.
Yeah, I did take a mean shot.
So I would think that he would probably be defensive. And so he would want to make sure that, psychologically speaking, that he got all his material in, that you were aware that he got his material in.
I will preface this by saying I generally don't like to critique other announcers. I think Mauro as a big match announcer in doses is one of the best.
Yeah,
that's ever done it.
I agree.
In doses is a good way to say it.
To have him do a 3-hour TV show,
no,
to me is too much because not everything can be at 10 all the time. The other thing is that and the only thing again, I don't have no issues with him. Get along with him, fine, whatever.
Not anymore.
But, right? Yeah. Not now. But everything that his whole style was completely opposite of what they were training us to do. Don't force stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a good way to say it. He forces stuff.
But then again, if I was Mara, I'd be like, "But you fucking hired me, dude. I've been doing this 20 years." You know?
That's the other part of it. But you know, the only thing that rubbed me wrong again was that I spent 2 years trying to learn. Because honestly, like some of the way that he calls stuff, not the forced ha ha's and that kind of shit, but just his style and his cadence and his excitement or whatever, that leans way more towards the way I tend to call stuff just naturally, right? So to learn the style that they wanted and to really learn those things and enforce those habits, it was like, okay, so now I'm doing what they want. And then they fucking, oh yeah, we're letting you go. We're fucking bringing this other guy in that does everything that you just spent 2 years learning, not, you know, training yourself not to do. That was frustrating.
So they should have thrown Morrow into the sun is what you're saying?
No, I have no problem.
Slingshot, with catapult.
No problem with again. People,
why don't they have a dogapult?
He was like, oh, you know what? What do you think? Whatever. Again, to me, one
people
of the greatest
like dogs.
What about a skunkapult?
Here's my button on that. He's one of the greatest big match announcers of all time.
What's that got to do with a skunkapult?
I was gonna get this in, and I'm late with it now. But you said people like dogs.
Oh yeah.
Nonsense.
More dog.
What would you do if I, every time I came into your house, you started sniffing at my crotch? And if you did sir?
If you did it, sir?
I would invite you over more often.
What happened? The reason The reason I was shitting on Mara a little bit is because you guys explained it perfectly. As a fan, I was excited for him to come in. And then his pop culture references got very tiring quickly because it was in every match and it wasn't just in the main event.
And it's forced whether or not he does it, whether or not the moment is.
Yeah,
there.
It's not John Cena versus Punk. It's just Cesaro
He's
versus.
He's going to get depressed if he hears about this. I'm saying you guys are being mean to him. I think that we should leave him alone and stop talking about him.
I'm sorry, Mauro. What? Nobody cuts me a break. Nobody cuts you a break.
No, they never do.
Yeah, but I cuts the cheese.
Yeah.
Mm.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
So you want to hear this Tarantino story, Rich, that bothered me.
Okay.
So Tarantino...
You're going to tell me that story.
Well, Rich joined us, so now he can hear it too.
Yeah, but didn't you say I was going to tell Raven this story, and now I'm going to... Would you like to hear it too, Rich?
What did I say?
You said, hey, Rich, I'm going to tell the story about Tarantino.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Raven, that means you need to sign off while he does this.
Rich, Raven and I were about to discuss this Quentin Tarantino article, but now that you've returned, would you also like to take part?
Sure. Yes. Please regale me with this.
I think about it,
that was
too busy and formal.
So he did the Bret Easton Ellis podcast, and they're naming the best movies of the 21st century. And Tarantino's number 5 was There Will Be Blood, Paul Thomas Anderson, right?
And that was number 25?
That was number 5. And he said, however, the movie could have earned his first or second slot if it didn't have a big giant flaw in it. And that flaw is Paul Dano. And Tarantino says, obviously, it's supposed to be a two-hander. I guess that means two big leads carrying the load, right? But it's also...
It's an old-timey term.
But it's also... And being a screenwriter, you know these things too, right?
And it's a Western term.
Yeah. But it's drastically obvious that it's not a two-hander. Dano is weak sauce, man. He is the weak sister. Daniel Day-Lewis ate him alive. Austin Butler would have been wonderful in that role. Dano is such a weak, uninteresting guy. Daniel Day-Lewis showed he doesn't need a strong foil. The movie needs it. He doesn't need anything.
Well, he's meaner to Paul Dano than we were to Mauro Ramos.
He doesn't need anything. It's supposed to be a two-hander, and it's not. You put Daniel Day-Lewis with the weakest fucking actor in SAG, the limpest dick in the world. And, what do you call that?
Well, obviously, Tarantino doesn't like Paul Dano.
So Ellis goes, no, I think he was quite good. And Tarantino says, I'm not saying he was giving a terrible performance. I'm saying he gave a non-entity performance. I don't care for him. But the reason that ties back to earlier, Raven, is he mentioned certain actors he really didn't care for. Dano was one. And for some reason, he goes, guys like Matthew Lillard. And I was like, why did Matthew Lillard catch a stray? Like, he's not even, like, regularly featured anywhere anymore, is he? Other than this Scream comeback.
What did he say about Matthew Lillard?
He just called, same thing he said about Dana. He called him like weak sauce.
For some reason, when I logged on and I heard that name, or what, I thought you were talking about Damian Lillard and the fucking. I was like, well, you
that's how we got on it.
What's going on?
That's how we got on it, yeah.
Yeah, you missed the basketball conversation.
Hey,
we talked about the highest scoring games of all time, and Will Chamberlain has like 15 of the top 30 high scoring games.
This is how he got into it, just real quick.
How's Chauncey Billups doing these days, by the way?
Where's he at, China?
No, he was coaching Portland. He's got wrapped up in that whole fucking the poker thing.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Some point guard that went to China. He's really good, too. But yeah, so he just said...
Dr. J?
No, it was like some young point guard.
Elgin Baylor?
The Iverson era.
Jeremy Lin?
No.
Crystal Pete Maravich?
No.
Well, Lin was a point guard, wasn't he?
Yes.
Jerry West?
Stephon Marbury went to China. That's who it is. So
Stephon Marbury, smoker.
He basically just said, "There's guys I don't care for. I don't care for Owen Wilson. I don't care for Matthew Lillard." But my whole point was, Paul Dano was excellent. He was excellent in that movie. He was excellent
Who's
in that.
Paul Dano.
Oh come on! You're being ridiculous now. Hang on.
I don't know who he is.
Of course you do. Now you're fucking insulting Paul Dano. It's over the top. Here we go.
It's not over the top. Maybe my crying was over the top.
Here we go, sir. Paul Dano. Thespian Paul Dano. See that? See this guy?
Never saw him before.
He played Brian Wilson in that Beach Boys movie. He played the Riddler in that Batman movie. He was in There Will Be Blood as one of the two-handers. He's a great actor, man. I don't know what this guy's talking about. He was in Prisoners. You ever see Prisoners?
He was in prison, what?
Prisoners. Actually, and he was in Dumb Money, which is all about the GameStop stock deal. And that's very good, too.
I haven't seen any of those. Batman.
I misjudged this story because I thought you guys would be more familiar with Paul Dano. So, but the listeners, I'm sure.
Wasn't he on Hawaii 5-0 because they used to say, book him, Dano.
Book him, Dano.
Raven, I was just thinking the same thing, if that was him or not.
Feeney's quit. Feeney's walked out. Feeney.
Feeney's gone, huh?
Feeney's gone over the hills and far away.
So the other night, I know it's the end of the year. We're getting close to the end of the year, so I'm putting this in as my early entry. You tell me whether or not you guys want to back me on this. You could write a recommendation.
You two are uncultured swines.
For stepdad of the year. Are you ready? Yeah, you want to Feeney? Tell me if I should be. If you'll help me, will you send a letter on my behalf to the foundation?
No.
So I can win the
What foundation?
The Stepdad of the Year Foundation.
Who's running it?
Sounds like a porno.
Sounds like a scam.
It does kind of sound like a porno. So the other night, my wife was supposed to take the oldest to go see this band, right? And
you took her instead. That's not getting you an award.
Well, hang on. So she got sick. My wife's been battling cold. I said, hey, can you, are you able to go? And I said, well, because I was supposed to go see the Beths, this band, the Beths, really, really good band. They were playing at this place called Royale in Boston. So I'm supposed to go to that, meet up with some friends, one guy I haven't seen in forever. Anyway, so I said, what time is the band that you want to see go on? And okay, they're on at 8:00. I said, okay, well, I can do that and then get downtown and meet up with them. Anyway, so we go over to the venue, we see the show. I walk around a little bit and I notice that the band that the oldest wanted to see had their merch table separate from the main merch table.
Wait. But you're taking your daughter to her friend's house.
What?
I thought you were taking the kid to the concert.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. You're taking the kid to the concert because the mom can't go? Well, I'm confused.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to a different concert than the one he wanted to go to. He's going to the concert.
I don't think that was clear.
I thought, Feeney, was I not clear? I thought I made that. Maybe I didn't.
It took a turn there, but I understood it.
Yeah, okay, no, so
the wife was supposed to take the kid to the show. The wife got sick. I take the kid to the show, foregoing the previous show that I was supposed to go to.
Okay.
So I take the kid to go see this band, and I notice their merch table is separate from the main merch table, from the headliner, and there's nobody over there selling merch. So I said, that means the band will be selling merch after the show, or at least the singer, somebody. So we go over there, stand right by to go grab the kid. We're waiting right here. We were the first person in line when the singer came over, and the kid got to talk to the singer, and I bought the kid a shirt and the whole thing. And yeah. And then I still made it downtown to go see the Beths at Royale.
Oh, that's a good night.
What'd you do with the kid?
That's a score.
Drop the kid off at their dad's.
Drop the kid off in the middle of town. Just said, find your own way home.
So, and this you think gets you set a step?
That's your nomination?
Year?
Yeah, you need to save a kid that's fallen off a cliff or something to get that.
Well, I don't know. I thought that was very, you know,
you didn't sacrifice anything. You still made it. To
yeah,
your
you
show.
Still got this. That's true. You still got to see your show.
But I may not have. Imagine that I take the kid to go see this band, and for some reason they go on late. Or whatever.
Oh,
whatever.
So now you're saying. You'd
imagine
like to
all the people.
Imagine if me and Feeney both wrote a letter to the stepdad of the year company that we don't like your shenanigans.
My shenanigans?
Yeah, imagine if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its ass when it hopped.
Wow.
Yeah.
See that?
Jesus.
Ah.
So, Rich, I had a concept here that we also discussed.
Oh, no, wait. I still want to see how this gets your stepdad of the year.
Well, I don't know. I thought
stepdad of the year. It's nice, but
well,
it's not stepdad
well, coupled,
of the year.
Coupled with I was all right. So I was supposed to go see this band Mipso. I don't know, a month ago, two
Bar
months
Mitzvah?
Ago. And it was their last tour. They were doing a tour called Farewell for Now because they're going away for however long. And my wife ended up having to work that night, and so I stayed home
to watch the kids.
To watch the kids.
You know their names. They're just kids.
It's the stepkids. Of course I know their names.
And what are they?
I'm not going to share that publicly. Because there's a lot of fucking weirdos out there.
Make them three fake names.
Abercrombie and...
Snitch.
And,
you don't even know their fake names.
Pismo. How about Pismo? Pismo's
Pismo
a good one.
Beach?
Yeah. I've been listening to too much Cornette. Everything's Pismo with him. But...
Why is what's Pismo mean?
Oh, it's just like it was like an old name. Hey there, Pismo.
Never heard it.
Now, what about Schnabitz? Look at fucking Schnabitz over there.
Oh. Yeah, no, I heard of Schnabitz.
Yeah.
I'm calling everybody Bozo now when
yeah,
I don't
but
know
Schnabitz
their name.
Isn't just for a name. Schnabitz is any word.
No, Schnabitz like, could be anything.
Like
yeah.
hit him with the Schnabitz.
Yeah.
Or well, I mean, it's similar to gimmick, right? Gimmick can be anything.
What about Bozo? If you don't know someone's name, you're like, "Hey, what's up? Look at this Bozo." You know, is that any good?
Yeah, people don't take that very kindly.
I've been using it a lot, but I keep getting dirty looks.
I usually just say "clown." Look at this fucking clown over there.
This douche. Nah, that's not good.
Look at this fucking bag of dicks over there.
Hey, douchey McDouchewitz.
Yeah. So, Rich, what I did was
if you really want to offend a woman, just call him a cunt.
Yeah.
That's the right cunt. That one. If you say it with an accent, you can't get in trouble.
Yeah, just use old insults they're not going to even know. Be like, what's up, strumpet, you know?
Say, hey, listen, look at this broad over here. What a dame.
Look at these dames over here.
Actually, a dame's kind of a cool thing. You want to be a dame.
Yeah, you want to be a dame.
Wasn't
classy.
Who is Dame Ebna?
Fuck if I know.
Some guy that dresses up as an old little lady.
What am I, Encyclopedia Britannica?
No, was that the Dame Ebna, Dame Edna? What was
Edna.
It? It was Edna?
I think so.
Dame Edna's a fucking Australian character.
Australian.
By an Australian comedian, Barry Humphreys.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, I told you it was a guy dressed up as an old lady.
Yeah, it's a guy who's dressed up like an old lady, and that's common.
That's like Wayland Flowers and Madam. Wayland Flowers is the worst ventriloquist. Mm. Like, he doesn't even try. Like, they just cut away from him because he can't ventriloquize.
Solid. Isn't Madam Solid? I thought I liked
you
Madam.
You're frozen, Rich.
Yeah, you're back now. You were missing for like 10 seconds. Oh.
I thought Madam was funny. I liked Madam.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he didn't even try to impersonate her. Like, you know, I mean, yeah, but I think
that was part of the fucking joke, wasn't it?
No, it was. He made a part of the joke because he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they never referenced it. No, they never referenced it. No, it didn't.
Well, I suppose.
Check it out. This is the kind of stuff I put on the Facebook there. Look at that. World fucking champion. Yeah.
He's a good looking guy. Who is he?
That's your ECW.
Whatever happened to that guy anyway?
NWA titles. He always had tremendous hair. That's for sure.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Why'd you get the braids? What was the idea behind that? You just want a new look?
New look.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do here, Rich, was to change things up a little bit. We're sometimes behind with emails, but right now we're going to get the immediate reactions from the public because I put up today. If you have any questions for
When did you put it up?
6 hours ago.
Today?
Yep.
Yeah, why didn't you say so?
I did.
Oh.
He just told us right now.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
So would you like to hear these questions and comments?
Oh, first of all, I'd like to wish everybody a happy, I hope they had a happy Thanksgiving. Even though our last episode came out after Thanksgiving, we haven't done an episode. This is the first episode we've done after Thanksgiving. And I thought I would just say that even though nobody cares about Thanksgiving anymore, now that I think about it, it's way too late.
Yeah, saying it to the pilgrims among us.
Yeah, just go buy my documentary.
So this is from Kelly A. Bren. Raven, have you ever considered creating your own comic book series or graphic novel?
Yes.
What are your ideas?
No, I've considered it, but I never got around to it. Too lazy.
What kind of style?
He has a concept of a plan to make that happen.
It's a definite maybe.
No, I wrote the whole strategy, the whole thing out, the whole concept out.
Is it more superhero or is it like dark noirish?
It's action. No, it's supernatural.
Okay, sex? A lot of sex?
No.
All right, Nick Benson. Excuse me. Hi, guys. Love the podcast. And Raven, you are a real legend.
Thank you. Question
for Raven. If you were Dana White booking the fights for a White House UFC card, what would your card look like in terms of prelims and a main show? I know you're not going to list all that, but I guess we could just go over talent you'd use. And another one for everyone. If there was a wrestling White House card, doesn't need to be WWE in particular, could be any promotion, what would your card look like? Thanks. Well, you're just asking for fire there. White House question. If you were the booker, Raven, who would you make sure was on the, so let's just say a big card, the biggest UFC card ever.
Who would I put on it?
Yeah.
I'd have BJ Penn if it's the biggest card ever. If I could pick anybody from history.
Yeah.
I'd pick BJ Penn and I'd have him fight BJ Penn at his peak versus Khabib.
Oh.
And then I'd have John Jones at his peak versus John Jones now.
What about GSP?
I'd have GSP versus Anderson Silva back in their peaks.
You know, I don't know if he'd make the biggest card of all time. I just wanted to put some drop a name there for Michael Bisping because he's one of my favorites.
I wouldn't put him in there. I like listening to his podcast, though.
Yeah, his book is very entertaining, I'm sure you can imagine.
He does a one-man show, too.
Oh, wow. Recently. That's probably great, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I would also put Edson Barbosa at his peak versus Justin Gaethje at his peak.
Would you use Fedor?
I would use Fedor at his peak. Against Tom Aspinall.
How about Brock Lesnar?
And Brock Lesnar and DC in their peaks.
Ah, that'll be very good. DC's great, too.
That's my card. I don't have too many matches because they're all going 5 rounds.
Yeah. If I was booking anytime, anywhere.
And that's off the top of my head. So.
Right.
You can't hold me to it because I could probably change it if I thought about it.
Yeah, that was just
sprung. It's a pretty damn good list.
It was very good, but it was just sprung at you. if I was booking a wrestling White House card and it's like any era and stuff like Raven did for the UFC there, obviously the main event would be Hogan and Cena against two or three foreigners, you know? That's what you got to do at the White House.
That'd be Hogan and the Macho Man.
And Cena?
I don't know. I don't follow it, so I don't know. But here's the thing is with Hogan and the Macho Man, you know, then you can have Macho Man turn on him at the end.
And disappoint the patriotic Americans in the crowd? That no, dirty dog.
You gotta sit for the cut for the
return.
For the return at the Pentagon.
Yeah, the return to the Pentagon, yeah. No, you know what I'd have
they use a 5-sided ring at the Pentagon.
Definitely.
No, actually they use a 6-sided ring and confuse everybody.
Oh, that would confuse everybody. I'd have American Badass Undertaker come out on his motorcycle and what other patriotic shit. Jim Duggan comes out for some reason. You know, Sergeant Slaughter, Kurt Angle. Definitely do something with Angle. But I, like Raven, I don't have to, I didn't think about putting a card together. And I know Rich doesn't even want to answer this.
I would
Rich would do the commentators.
Yeah.
I would find Corporal Kirshner I'd bring out.
He almost returned 1 year.
Did he really?
I wrestled him as Leatherface, I think.
I think so, too.
In Japan.
Hey, quick question that has popped in my mind the other day.
Did you send it on the Facebook?
I know. I didn't. But, you know, okay. you're talking about all this stuff.
No, I just bought ahead, you know, then.
Mr. Griffin.
What's the – I'm still trying to understand. All right, so the Mountie, right? Why was the Mountie a heel?
Canada sucks.
Canadian.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I mean, like, does anybody, nobody in America was like, I fucking hate the Mounties. I hate Kit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where did the, why? Where did that come from?
Yeah, dude, it's mostly because it was just Jacques. Jacques was a heel.
Well, sure, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what else do you need to know? Jacques was a heel?
I don't know. It's an interesting.
No, it's
although I liked when he
interesting. Shut the fuck up.
When he teamed up with Pierre's, the Quebecers, and I don't know if Raven managed him for their whole run because I wasn't watching then. But I love the fact that their song was "We're Not the Mounties" because they couldn't use the Mountie anymore.
I just think it's funny because Canadians in general, you know, they're polite and blah 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 whatever. Like,
because they're dorky.
Nobody hates Canadians, and like
Americans don't like them because they're dorky.
And the RCMP, those guys
just
are
like the Rougeos, except we didn't call the Rougeos dorky, we called them gay. You know, so that's gay heels back then.
Would a Canadian promotion have like the Texas Ranger be some fucking asshole? Probably.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And Jacques was a babyface in Canada. They actually had him beat.
Yeah, they were huge when they wrestled the Steiners.
Yeah.
In Canada.
Yep.
On top? No, mm-hmm. And then when they came back, was Jacques versus Pierre on top?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a retirement match, right?
It was like 18,000 people. It was one of the loudest and hottest crowds I've ever been to.
And then a few years later, they had him actually beat Hogan in Canada, WCW House Show. At that time, he was only like, what?
Colonel Hogan got beat in Canada?
Yeah, by Jacques.
I thought Colonel Hogan was always outsmarted the Nazis.
Not that time. The Canadian got him with the small package.
For those of you who are born before 1960 something, the Hogan's Heroes was a TV show starring Bob Crane as Colonel Hogan, who they outsmarted the Nazis in a prison camp, and they do all these missions and the Nazis were too stupid to figure out that the Americans were doing all this stuff underneath their noses.
Yeah, and see that, Rich, on German TV, the Americans would have been idiots.
Oh, I mean, I get that.
Colonel Klink.
So next one's
about on Bullwinkle. Bullwinkle, remember Boris Badenoff and the Fearless Leader? The Fearless Leader goes, you know who Boris Badenoff is, don't you?
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Russian Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
But the Fearless Leader was the Russian boss, and he goes, if you succeed in mission, you get fringe benefit. And Boris Badenoff goes, what is fringe benefit? He goes, you don't get killed.
Yeah.
So Michael Parlett says, Feeney, when you were watching the Sonny porno, did you think that Chris Candido was watching you through the window? And I said, he'd already passed, RIP Chris. So Scott Franklin said, so no? And I said, that's a no. No, I did not think Chris was watching. Actually, I didn't watch that. I don't know what I'm answering for. I never watched that, so I don't know. impossible for anyone to be watching me because I didn't watch it. So there.
Who did Sonny make a porn with?
I don't know. She just made one, like one of the big porno companies.
I mean, was it a wrestler she slept with?
No. It was like
she did? It was probably Vivid, right?
It was Vivid, yeah, but it was only like 10 years ago or something, right?
Hold on, let's see. Sonny porno.
Don't Google that. You don't want.
No, I am.
You don't want to see the results.
Hold on. Tammy Lynn's up the ass. That's on xvideos.com. Tammy Lynn, Sonny Sitch, up the ass. 35 minutes. It's in 1080p.
Wow, 35 minutes? What? Yes.
Let's see the video. Let's see a picture of it.
It says facial, Sonny, big boobs, anal sex.
Yeah, it's unpleasant.
Hold on here, Sonny.
How did they know you watched it?
I guess they just figured.
Put it on the screen, Feeny. Let's see what this looks like.
Man, I don't wanna.
How do you spell it?
Sully, your computer screen?
It's Sitch, yeah. Right? Tammy Sitch?
S-Y-T-C-H.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sunny on, side. Feeny. Hold on. Wait a minute. Sunny side up.
Yeah, that's what it was called.
Indeed, Vivid. Vivid Celebrity was the studio. Sunny is in scene one by herself. And then she does scene two, her along with Derek Pierce. We shouldn't be showing this. There might be kids looking at this.
Oh, yeah. Rich is right.
Synopsis, known as the original WWE diva, Tammy Lynn Sitch, a.k.a. Sonny, uses her rock and rack for some body slamming, penetrating fucking in this exclusive Vivid Celebrity Hardcore feature.
Yeah.
Where the bitchin' blonde former pro wrestler gets down and dirty for every fan to see. Mm. Months in the making, the girl who told TMZ she wanted to show her real talents between the sheets instead of the ring, Tammy does it all in three scorching, hard, penetrating scenes.
Yep.
If you thought former WWE star Chyna got manhandled in her best-selling Vivid sex tape, wait until you see Tammy use her pro techniques to dildo herself, get her hot box cock drilled into her mattress, and then have wrestling's best buns get stuffed in a pile-driving, gaping, ass-blasting anus.
I don't know that I'd call them wrestling's best buns anymore.
You don't want to miss this 2011 WWE Hall of Famer and former wrestling manager take her smoking body to the next level in some of the filthiest tag team scenes ever filmed.
So is she naked?
Yes.
No, not at all. She's fully clothed throughout the whole thing except for the there's like a little space for the penetration.
I think it was like 10 years ago or something.
Is she in jail now?
Yeah.
This was
that's a shame. She got broke somehow.
Yes.
February 5th, 2016.
She's a smart kid. She's a smart girl who's just too smart for her own good, I think.
Yeah. And then just probably twisted her brain chemistry all up. Thanks for the unpleasant question, guys.
What's the next question?
Hey, I was trying to get you a year on that, but it doesn't matter. When you go to
this a year date, on what?
When the movie came out. Because post that, she just did like not even OnlyFans. She had a site where she would call your phone and send pictures or videos or whatever. That's how
she have a deal where you could go and like lay in bed with her or some shit? And get your
yeah, she did all kinds of things for money.
Yeah.
So Dan Kramer says, what's your go-to Waffle House order? I mean, unless you're a Denny's guy, in that case, what toilet paper brand do you prefer? I've never been to Waffle House.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. I just never.
We have a Waffle House news item this week.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And they did put one close enough to me that I could go now, but I still haven't. So
you have to go. Waffle House is the best. You don't even need to get the waffles. You gotta get the eggs. Get the eggs with you get a scrambled. I get like 10 egg whites with no cheese. And I'm sorry, 10 egg whites with like one yolk, and then 2 pieces of cheese. So scrambled all up. It's like half a piece of cheese. A piece of cheese for every 4 eggs is what you
get. Do you get them sunny side up?
no, I get them scrambled.
The movie was
called. Yeah, I got them. Yeah, that's not funny. Why are you picking on Sonny like that?
I'm sorry. You want to put a few dollars together, send it to her commissary?
That's mean.
Send her a book?
That's very mean, Joe.
You can send her a book.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and then you get the waffle, and then you get the hash brown steamed with tomatoes, and that's all I like to put on. And then I get a raisin toast and regular. I get regular toast to eat with the eggs and raisin toast to have as a dessert.
I like that. I like all that.
And their butter is vegetable oil.
Yeah.
Turned into a butter mound.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. Don't use the butter they give you in the packets. That's like Cracker Barrel or something like that.
So what butter
do you
use?
Country Crock. You're asking for their butter.
Okay.
One of the big mountain of butter that they use for the oil.
Aha. Uh-huh. You got a go-to Waffle House order, Rich?
I usually get the which one is it? I think it's the All-American. It comes with the
is that Denny's?
No. Hold on, what the fuck is the name of it? It's the one.
Is it the big Razzarooting Tootin' Fresh and Fruity?
That's no, it's the eggs, the hash browns. You get either sausage or bacon, the toast, and then you get a waffle with it.
Hmm.
Or maybe I just add the waffle. Maybe I like the I'm waffle when
the seasonal waffles, like the peach waffle they have in the
Very nice.
The chicken sandwich isn't terrible either, believe it or not.
If I go to Denny's, like when we used to go drunk or whatever, you got to go buffalo chicken fingers and fries. Easy peasy. And then if I'm there for breakfast or something, I'd always get the meat lover's omelet with the pancakes on the side.
If you go to IHOP, you got to get an omelet. First you get an omelet, and then you get a pancake concoction. I don't know which one, because they're the harvest. Oh, actually, you know what the best breakfast
they
is?
They probably have good seasonal stuff,
the
too.
The best
right?
place like that is Village Inn.
Village Inn. Okay.
You ever had them, Rich?
I've seen them. I don't know that I've ever been.
Village Inn has the best. They have I haven't been there in years, though, but they are tremendous.
Hmm.
They have very good eggs and very good pancakes. They have a whole grain or harvest grain pancakes. With fruit, strawberries, and blueberries, and little walnuts, I think, on there. Walnuts weren't as famous as the peanuts.
No, the
Snoopy
walnuts.
Snoopy and Woodstock stole the show.
Walnuts were like the GoBots compared to Peanuts Transformers. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about Voltron?
No, Voltron was a separate thing. He was his own thing, separate from the Transformers and everything, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what was GoBots? Wasn't that a cheap Voltron?
Yeah, it was Kmart Transformers.
Kmart Transformers or Kmart Robot Voltron?
It might have been Kmart Voltron. Like the
Voltron, it was like five body parts and they all put together and become one giant person.
Yeah, now those toys are way more complex than the shitty GoBot toys.
You see the Transformer toys they have, though?
Like, nowadays?
Yeah, they actually transformed. Look it up, Vinny. Transforming toys. I seen it one time.
Well, I'm trying to keep my sunny bookmark here. Fuck.
You dirty old man, you.
Today's the greatest. Hey, Rich, you see that there was two new Guns N' Roses songs came out today?
Yeah, yep.
You did see that?
I did see it, yeah.
Where did you see that?
I don't know, somewhere online.
Here we go. Here we go. See, if you had Patreon, you could have a TV. You could have the visual part of the AV.
Those look like the old ones to me, though. They don't look too advanced.
Hold on. We got to get the advanced ones. Let me see. We can't see anything. Screen share it.
It is on screen share. You guys sound crazy.
You suck.
You guys sound disturbed and demented right now.
The people that don't have Patreon aren't watching this. But if you have Patreon, and I'm very disappointed in you, Feeny.
What about
not
this?
Screen sharing
can you
properly.
See it? Can you see it yet? Because it says participants can see.
It says Feeny has started screen sharing. Double click to enter full screen mode.
Yeah, it's on your end.
No, it's not sharing.
Rich, can you see this?
I see it.
Oh, well, Raven's crazy then. Raven's being a butt.
No, I can't see it for reals. I saw the Wikipedia earlier with the Wilt of Stilt.
Is your browser? What do you have to do? I don't know what you have to do. Let me try again.
It's not a sunny thing.
I'll try again. What about this?
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know.
That's not a new one. Get the expensive ones, like the couple hundred dollar ones.
Wow, these are $89 four pack.
No, these are like
$61.
Look for real most advanced Transformer toys.
Most advanced. I can't type.
Yeah, why can't you type? I can't type either.
It's just I lost the skill. It's just like I can't shoot a basketball anymore. Wow, look at that. $750.
Yeah, and the thing will transform, too. That's not what I was talking about, though, but...
Yeah. Get out of my way, Virginia Health.
What do they got to do with this?
Yeah. Everybody's always interrupting my shit. Nah, that looks cool. Okay.
That doesn't transform into anything.
Yeah, sure it does. Look, it becomes a tank thing.
Yeah, it's too bad. Go back.
Look, it's a car. See?
Yeah, but that didn't look like the other. The one I saw, it was. It looked fully. It looked completely like a like the cars.
Yeah, you got to use your. You got to use your imagination.
No, you don't have to use your imagination with the good ones. Shut 15, up.
$1,500 is that good enough? There's
maybe.
Optimus Prime. There's a
see,
$400
one. Ones that actually transform. Ones that transform by pushing a button.
Jeez. Reg Vamp.
Hi.
Vamp.
Hi, everybody.
What does your hat say, Rich?
That's a Defy hat. See?
And what do you have your sweatshirt say?
That's a Defy sweatshirt.
So, what are they paying you for this?
They pay me for not
you
this.
You didn't advertise them for free on my show?
Yep.
Okay.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Come see us December 27th in Seattle, December 28th in Los Angeles. Defy Wrestling live and in person.
That's pretty cool.
There's a transforming dinosaur that turns into a car. This is just like the toy that Tom Hanks described in Big.
Nothing? Is it?
I don't know.
All right, slow down. So go to all products below. Let's see. How about the... scroll down. And the one I saw, you just press a button and the whole thing shakes and turns into it. And you see it on the video.
Were you asleep?
No, I'm telling you. Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime did what?
Optimus Prime. I wonder if they have sex, if the Transformers have sex.
No, but they urinate.
Do they?
Yeah, I saw it in the movie.
Which movie?
The Transformers movie.
There's a lot of them.
The first one. He pissed all over J.K. Simmons or somebody. I don't know. Jeff Goldblum, maybe.
Yeah, because they look exactly alike.
James Keith Babish wants to know, is Feeny really 5'6", and when will Raven finally know that someone is sick before they die? No, I'm not. I'm 6'2", and one quarter.
Yeah, I should know when somebody's sick before they die.
It'll happen one of these times.
Yeah.
Kyle Kesmarski says he's been a Raven patron for 4 years, and this is his first question, so you guys better take it seriously. Are you ready to be serious?
Hold on, give me a minute. No.
Raven, was Gabriel your first pit bull?
Yes.
Yes.
My second dog.
Second dog, first pit
bull. Well, third, the fourth dog, actually, because I had two when I was a kid, but they weren't mine.
Right, right.
They were my parents.
Rich, you know how many states you have done wrestling commentary in? State of intoxication.
Yep. State of sleepiness.
State of undress.
State of anger.
State of arousal.
State of
self doubt.
State of Transformers.
Honestly, I don't know.
How many countries?
State of Ohio.
Oh, God. Canada, the U.S., Canada, Qatar, Japan.
Six?
Mexico. Five? Six?
That's six.
Five.
Qatar's getting a lot of heat lately.
No, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. U.S., Canada, the U.K.,
Mexico.
Japan, Qatar, Mexico. Yeah, six. Right?
Yeah, Qatar's handing out money to for influencers to put them over or something. It's getting heat.
Oh, they've been they've been doing that since the World Cup.
Yeah. Joe.
By the way,
Being the World's Cup, you'd think it'd be a little bigger.
This is, and I'm going to jump ahead. This is my recommendation. The FIFA Uncovered thing on Netflix is actually really, really, really good. And they dive into all that about how Qatar got the World Cup. And
what, it's about swimming? They dive into it?
Yeah, the deep end.
Yep.
He also says, Joe, will you ever go to the Midwest? I don't know. I hope so. I'd like to travel a hell of a lot more than I've been able to. I want to drive around the country, brother.
I've been to all but, I think, like 4 or 5 states. Yeah. I've done commentary in probably 3/4 of the states I've been to, I think.
Keith Lloyd wants to know how many chucks could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
How many chucks? What's it?
How many chucks could a woodchuck chuck if a
woodchuck? What's a chuck?
It's like throwing something, right? You chuck it across the room.
But seriously now, let's not take this as a comedy thing. Let's take it serious, like it's intentioned. So how many chucks could a woodchuck? Right there, I have to stop because I don't know what a chuck is.
Yeah, I guess we really can't answer this.
How many Chuck Norrises could a woodchuck Chuck Norris? If a woodchuck Norris could Chuck Norris to wood?
I used to call my old black cat Chuck.
So how many chucks would it take for a rich to eat to the center of a 60-year-old pop? That's a different thing.
Matthew Jackson, will we ever get the seven deadly sins?
Hold on, wait, I'd like to do an impression now. I do rare impressions, so here's one of my great impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say great, but here's one of them. The guy, Mr. Al, is how many licks does it take to get to the tenor of the Tootsie Pop? Let's find out.
One, two, three.
Raven, I was going to ask you if you could do your impression of Feeny, and I was hoping that you'd answer in the proper way that you're supposed to answer that.
What's that?
I'm sorry, I don't do impressions. My training's in pro wrestling.
I love that line.
I don't get it, but it's funny.
It's from Airplane.
Guys, what's your? It goes to the psychologist Dean Warmer. He goes, what's your impression of this? He goes, I don't do impressions. My training's in psychology.
Yeah, what's your impression of Ted Stryker? Or could you give us your impression of Ted Stryker?
So Matthew Jackson, will we ever get the seven deadly sins payoff?
Yeah, I'm going to give that away, I think, finally, one of these days.
One of these days. There we go.
One of these nights. One of these long and lonely nights.
Also, did Busby ever tell his girlfriend about the mattress?
Oh, you know, I never found out. Hmm. I never remembered. I forgot all about that. Good callback.
And what happened to this mattress?
I forget.
Oh, damn it.
But it was good stuff, though.
Chris Lauritsen, seeing as this will be read next July, what year you choose? The question is for Rich. If you could go back in your career and recall a match, what match would it be? I guess this question could also be answered by Raven, too. Times are tough. Sent from my mail truck while on break from delivering Christmas to the masses in Iowa.
It's too early to deliver Christmas to the masses in Iowa.
No, it is not. No, sir.
No, the early bird gets the worm, right?
That's right.
Why does the early bird dinner get the worm?
I don't know why.
I'm asking you.
Because they beat the other birds.
I always thought it was the oily bird gets the worm. You don't think that was what it was?
No.
You don't think it was just a typo and they just kept going with it just over these years? Because it's really
I mean, it could be one of those.
The oily bird would slip in.
It perpetuated itself, perhaps. So yeah.
The oily bird would slip in.
The worm beats the. What are you going to. Are you beating your worm or beating your bird?
The oily worm gets beaten by the Vaseline.
I wax my carrot sometimes, but.
Yeah, why would you wax a carrot? Because, that doesn't make sense. Yeah,
I know.
Do you wax it before you plant it?
To answer the question, I would probably go back to the match I always bring up, which is Sami Zayn and Neville. At TakeOver
Neville
Our Revolution.
Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of England?
Yeah, he could surprisingly.
Neville Chamberlain could?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'd probably go back to that, which was December something of 2014.
Yeah.
Because a great match, great story. I don't hate my call on it, but I could have, you know, again, having the hindsight and understanding what I understand now, I could have told the story better.
Is that when Sammy won the belt and then Owens beat his ass afterwards?
Yeah.
See, I remember. See, Rich, there was moments, buddy. I remember your shit.
Yeah, there were.
Oh, that's but again, so patronizing.
I was a fan of Rich's. I was. I was disappointed when he was gone. Raven.
And now you fucking hate seeing me every.
Nah, enjoy Rich.
If he didn't know, I think. If he didn't know you were a left-wing Looney Tune,
right?
You might have had a different opinion.
Right.
Yeah, I got to put it. Like, I'm a Kevin Owens fan, and he's probably left-wing, so what are you going to do? I'm a CM Punk fan.
You know who's a left-winger? Nash.
Nash. Big time.
Yep. He tells it like it is. He doesn't give a fuck.
We want to get him on K-100 so we can beat Disco in a squash politics match.
Oh God!
I wouldn't even interject. I'm too afraid.
Now it's you know what's interesting because you hear like, and I don't mean this in any derogatory, but you hear Nash talk and he's kind of slow and whatever, right? But like he talks very slowly. He's very, you know.
He takes his time. He takes his time more these days.
Right.
And.
No, I'm just saying he's on top of shit. Like, he fucking sees things and you know, brings things up in a very eloquent way.
Online. Okay, see you, man. I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
Raven, is there any match you think you'd want to redo?
My ass in your face.
Where'd that take place?
In Butthole City.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's it from the Facebook questions. Thank you, everyone.
Time to wrap up the show.
Thank you, everyone.
Look at that. It's like we had a whole segment planned.
Yeah, this sounds like you actually care about the show, Feeney.
Yeah, I actually did something.
All right, so go to cameo.com, get a Raven video shout out. I just did a couple of them this week.
Do you want to hit one more? Do you want to hit one more email after we do our recommendations and stuff? Probably quick.
What?
Or do it next week? There's an email from Chris G that came in.
All right, we can do that.
You want to do that?
After,
right.
Let's do these first. Let's do the house cleaning.
Yep.
Fan mail is fanmail@theraveneffect.com. If you have addiction issues, get some help. Call the addiction hotline 800-662-4357 or go to addictionandrecovery.org. Feeney, you'll have to check to make sure there's still both relevant numbers and addresses one of these days.
I will.
What if somebody really needed help? We sent them there and it's like, oh, we're closed. We're out of business.
If they really wanted help, they'd Google it themselves.
Let's see. Recommendations. Oh, subscribe to Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, leave 5-star reviews, or don't. No, well, look, if you're going to either leave a 5-star review or don't leave a review at all, and you can insult us in a 5-star review, that's actually the way I would approve. I wouldn't be impressed with somebody leaving us a 5-star, giving us 5 stars and then shitting on us. That's how I like it, that, you know, not to shit on us like G.G. Allen kind of shit on with fries and stuff and then eating them. That's gross.
Yeah, what a pig.
Yeah.
What a monster.
How can people be impressed by that?
I don't know. I watched a video of his, like, last few hours alive where he was just wandering around New York in his underwear covered in shit and blood from the concert. It's nasty. And people are following him like, oh, let's hang out with
you. Wait, so people are throwing shit at him from the crowd?
Yeah. And his own shit, too.
So wait, so people are just out there, like, pulling down their pants and grabbing a handful like monkeys do and throwing their poo?
Well, yeah, but they do that inside during the concert. And then the promoter's like, and shuts it down after 2 songs, you know, of course. And then with all the blood and broken glass and all that stuff.
After so 2 schlongs?
So then after they kick everybody out, they're wandering the streets and somebody's filming them. It's gross.
Ew.
Rich, you already recommended, right?
I did, yes.
All right, I'll recommend season 1 of The Boys.
Which Boys?
The
Boys in the Back?
The Amazon Prime show, dude. You watched it, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the first season. I liked the second season. I didn't watch the third season.
I'm starting the second season now. That was crazy. It's been out for a few years, so I can say it. Like, out of nowhere, they're having a meeting with the lady head of the CIA. And all of a sudden, her nose bleeds. And they're like, hey, your nose. And her head fucking just explodes. Woo! Got me on that one.
That's kind of exciting.
It was.
You get turned on by chicks' heads still blown up?
Not that kind of exciting.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry, sir.
Jeez.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah.
I apologize. He goes, what does the guy say in the California Girls David Lee Roth video? Rubble, rubble, rubble.
Something like that, yeah. He's touring. You're going to go see DLR, Rich?
No.
Why not?
How can you not see him? He does karate chops and kung fu moves.
Yeah, he's got a peace on his head.
Okay.
A peace sign on his head?
Oh, Rich doesn't like David Lee Roth, I guess.
No. Have you seen the videos of him recently?
Don't worry, I don't like him either.
Oh, it's
how old
awful.
Is he, like 80?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Dude, I don't know what's worse right now, the live videos that you're seeing from him or the stuff from Motley Crue.
It's Crue, David Lee Roth, and
AC/DC too.
And Bon Jovi. And to really? Be frank, you know, Axl doesn't always hit a home run either. So to be honest, Axl doesn't always hit a home run either. So they're all out there kind of.
What about Angus? Is Angus Young still wear a boy's outfit?
Yeah. School? Yeah. He's still on point.
How many grades has he failed?
Plenty at this point.
I actually have an important tip for everybody here.
Oh.
I don't know if you're like me. I usually wear earplugs when I go to shows to protect my hearing. So,
nerd.
What I have discovered, I went to not the show I went to the other night. I actually went to a show last week as well. And I had the earplugs in. And I'm like, God damn, this sounds like fucking shit. Like, they sound they sound awful, right? So I took the earplugs out. And like, venues, they're not as loud as they used to be, number one. Like, they're mixed better, whatever,
Sunny Day,
right?
Real Estate.
I saw Belly, the band Belly.
Belly Day Real Estate.
So I took the earplugs out, and it sounded magically. It was like, boom, they sounded fucking great. Because if you get, like, the store brand, just, you know, like the orange earplugs, or the blue ones, the squishy ones you put in.
Like you wear on a work site.
Right. They take out so much high end that it just fucks it up. So I'm in the process of, I want to get one of those good sets of earplugs, like for audio files. You see them advertised. They're like, they let some of the but anyway, yeah, it honestly blew my mind. So I was like, my God, this sounds like fucking shit. They sound
awful. All these years
you've
been going to concerts, going, these bands suck, and it's because you had earplugs in?
No. These particular earplugs that I bought, I think, are like the real heavy-duty worksite ones. I've had other ones that aren't as bad. Shit sounded fine. But, yeah.
How do you know? You didn't take them out.
Well, it would have been too loud back then anyway. You know what I mean?
Back when? What are you making fun of? The old-timer days?
Yes, years ago.
Then.
Back in the old-timey days?
Yeah, back in the old days.
When the West was won?
Yeah, in the olden times.
When the Outlaws ran shit. You want to run through this email and then get the F out?
I got to make my recommendation.
You didn't?
Scissors 7. Ronnie Cheng plays the voice of, it's an animation about this.
Scissors?
He's a 16,737 ranked assassin in the world. And he's going to try and move up the ladder. And it's really fucking good.
That sounds
funny.
And
unfortunately, Ronnie Cheng doesn't do the fifth season just came out, but he doesn't do the voice in the fifth season. I don't know why, and I'm upset about it. But the other guy does a really good impression. Ronnie Cheng's hilarious.
That's one of the funniest concepts I think I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it's great. And he's got a blue chicken. It's forcing him to do it.
Huh. It's always the blue chickens.
Yeah, the blue chickens.
Got to watch out for them.
Yeah, the blue hens. Delaware, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My alma mater. All right, what's your last letter?
All right. Subject is Raven Effect / Sandman Beer Math from Chris G. Good evening, gentlemen. I hope this email finds you. I assume that since you've read that, it has. I was just curious if Raven recalls doing this math. Stevie told this story. I just like to hear what Raven has to say. And there's a YouTube short that I'll play for you. And then he says, last time I emailed in, I got within a month estimate of me hitting send and you guys actually reading it for the podcast. My mouse froze here. My guess, this time you won't read it until the email is 4 months old. Got you, sucker. It's the same freaking day.
Yeah, I don't like doing it the same day. It gives me too much hope.
All right, so here's this. He wants to see if your opinion of the math is right.
A lot of research between everybody in the Raven's Nest at the time. Myself, Mimi, and Nova, even Raven, was on recon. We needed to figure out what was the sweet spot of drunkenness for the Sandman. When did he work his best? There were a couple times, believe it or not, where Sandman didn't even drink outside of the two or three beers when he walked to the ring, and he was terrible. Then we were like, if he's about 24 to 48 beers in, he's too sloppy. The sweet spot is around 10 to 16 beers, counting the ones that he walks to the ring. We determined this through a lot of research. If we had ChatGPT, we would ask ChatGPT how many beers the Sandman needs in order to be a coherent worker. We did a lot of research.
So I guess he wants to know if you agree with Stevie there, if the sweet spot was 10 to 16 beers for Sandman.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that's it then.
No, maybe a little less, a hair less.
Yeah. That dive in the audience looked terrible. And not like a terrible wrestling move. It looked terrible for him. His ankles hit the guardrail and all that shit. Yeah, yeah.
But didn't you see the time that he jumps over the top rope with a cane?
Yep.
Runs across the ring, jumps over with no help, and just lands on his feet.
Yep.
crazy, man.
Yep. I was a big Sandman fan.
Although, I don't know if he would have been able to do it in the WWE ring. Their ring ropes were much higher. Do you know that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, everything's higher and larger.
Larger than life?
Larger than life.
Larger than death? Is death larger than life?
Definitely. It's the ultimate. It's the ultimate.
I don't know. You only do it once, though. Life, you get to do alive.
It's the ultimate aphrodisiac. Wait, no, that's not right.
All right, so that's it for the show. Peace, love. And Feeny remains 5'6 or under. 5'7. I'm going to give him 5'7 today. You looked a little taller.
Thank you.
Quote the Raven, nevermore, the end, go to bed. Who'd you ever beat?
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.